Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment. So another question I like to ask, because I do like to give information in bite-sized pieces that our listeners can apply to their business today or this week. Let's talk about this week. What's one thing that our listeners can do marketing-wise, or even you can talk about photo style-wise or composition, what can they do this week to further their photography businesses?
Well, from a marketing standpoint, I'm going to give you advice that came from a good friend of mine, David Breyer, who published a book called Brand Intervention. I highly recommend it. It's on Amazon. And he said, look, what is branding? Because we all know you have to brand yourself. That's a given. But what is branding? Branding comes down to differentiation. Every great brand has built this differentiation. Starbucks, you look at the logo, you go into a Starbucks. I mean, that's why it became so huge. Before that, it was these random coffee shops and whatnot. But all of a sudden, there was this difference. You could go to Starbucks, you could order whatever it was, and it would taste the same in St. Louis or in Texas or wherever you are. And that really differentiated them. So you have to build a difference. You have to figure out what are your differences. And I would give you this exercise because the reverse will not get you there. How can I be like everybody else? Forget about it. You're just going to be like everybody else. Or how can I be like this one photographer that I admire so much? Don't go there. Build your own brand and write down on a little piece of paper, what makes your photography different? What are the differences? How can you differentiate yourself? And as you're writing those down, you'll probably come across one thing that really, you say, okay, that's really it. What differentiates me? I'll give you a good example. Bambi Cantrell is a fantastic wedding and portrait photographer. And, you know, she has a lot in her technique that's amazing. But what really is her secret sauce, I believe, is that she knows how to communicate to people so well that she gets the expression that she's looking for. You know, she says expression beats perfection every time, right? So find that difference, write it down, and go with it.
That's great. And just to point out the obvious, people pay more happily for a Starbucks cup of coffee, right? Even though I've heard different studies comparing if it's the best tasting coffee to other, you know, coffee shops. I won't get into that, whether it is or not. But regardless, people are loyal and they're willing to pay more. And the same applies to photography. Absolutely. And so that's such a great question to ask ourselves, you know, what makes me different?
And thrive on your differences. Unfortunately, our modern world tends to kind of make people follow the herd a little too much, right? Well, don't follow the herd. All the great geniuses out there, Steve Jobs and Elon Musk, and these people who have really made massive changes in the world, did not follow. In fact, they did everything they could to differentiate themselves from the rest of the herd, from the rest of whoever else was already doing that. You know, think about Elon Musk, who came into the automobile business with all the major brands already established, and no new automobile had been, you know, really put on the marketplace in decades. Here he comes along and he develops the Tesla, and it's now the ultimate status symbol is to own a Tesla. He was
Right.
willing to be different.
And the cool thing about how you can be different is that it can apply in many ways to you and your business. You mentioned with Bambi how she draws out those authentic expressions from her clients. That's only one way,
Totally.
right? You can be different in your photography style. You can be different in how you interact with your client even before you ever take a photo
That's
of
right.
them. Brian Capparici, he's awesome.
Oh,
Chatting with
yeah.
him over from Sprouting Photographer, he's big on the client experience, all the way from when they have that first bit of contact with you to the photo session to after the photo session, because clients do remember how you make them feel.
Matthew Jordan Smith.
I was just gonna
Matthew,
say,
I
go for it.
love this
Yeah.
guy. He's one of my
Oh, great
favorite
guy.
interviews ever. And he said, it's not about making them look good. It's they've got to feel good.
Oh, yes, he's so great. We're on the same wavelength, Mark.
Oh,
I was just about
he's
to
such a
say.
wonderful being. And the thing about Matthew is he makes you feel good. And really, that's way beyond looking good. Looking good is sort of almost like on the surface, but when you feel good, it's
Yeah.
coming from the inside. And he said, music, by the way, is one great way to do that. Always have music on the set. That makes people feel good. Loosen them up, you know?
A small detail was so
Yeah.
important. So important. So I'm assuming, did he tell you his Aretha
He
Franklin
told me that
story?
story. I mean, that's the classic. That's the.
Well, for our listeners' benefit who don't know it, and I hope I don't butcher the details, so if I do,
Yeah.
Mark, feel free to correct me. But before working with Aretha, he looked into what she liked. He did his research. And even having him on the show, he talked about the importance of doing your research before
Totally,
you ever do a
totally.
photo shoot. And so for her, I think it was yellow roses. He found that. Was it yellow roses? Some type of flower that she liked.
That sounds
And he
right.
sent her those flowers. Yeah. And he sent those to her before the photo session. And it made such a strong impression on her. I think she called him up and they had a conversation. And it started this cool relationship that has lasted for years and years. All because he did a bit of research into what would make her happy, what would make her
What's going to
feel
make her
good.
feel good?
And that's a way that, right, and that's how he's differentiated himself from other
Totally.
photographers.
And you think of that investment of sending a dozen yellow roses, $100 or whatever it
Right.
was. What did
Totally
that
worth
create in terms of a branding for him? Again, that's the differentiation. He really has developed that. Absolutely.
Too cool. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.